بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد الحمد لله many respected brothers and elders and friends we started the chapter 2 weeks ago and last week we couldn't do the lesson because we had a jamaat that was here as well so they did their program The chapter was titled باب ملاطفة اليتيم وسائر الضعفة والمساكين والمنكسرين والإحسان إليهم The chapter which deals with showing affection and showing love towards the yatim, the orphans, and towards all of the weak Muslims, and towards those people who do not have a high status in society, and similarly to those people who are bewa, who are bereaved women whose husbands have widows whose husbands have passed away. So inshallah we'll do the first hadith. We did the ayat of the Quran last week, so we'll start with the first hadith. وعن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ستة نفر فقال المشركون للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اطرد هؤلاء لا يجترئون علينا وكنت أنا وابن مسعود ورجل من هذيل وبلال ورجلان لست أسميهما فوقع في نفس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله أن يقع فحدث نفسه فأنزل الله تعالى ولا تطرد الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه رواه مسلم So I'll do the tarjuma in Urdu first inshallah and then after that I'll explain in English as well. To ye hadith سیدنا سعد بن ابی وقاص رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے روایت کی ہے کہ ہم رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ 6 لوگوں کی ایک جماعت رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ تھے تو مشرکین نے فرمایا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے مشرکین نے کہا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے کہ ان لوگوں کو اپنے مطلب ان لوگوں کو اپنے پاس سے دور فرماؤ مطلب ان کو ہٹاؤ ان کو بگاؤ لا یجترئون علینا چونکہ ہم نہیں چاہتے ہیں کہ وہ ہم پر ان کا جرأت حاصل ہو جائے وہ اپنے آپ کو کچھ نہ کچھ مطلب بڑا سمجھنے لگے مطلب یہ کمزور صحابہ تھے جو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ارد گرد ہر وقت رہا کرتے تھے تو مشرکین نے قریش ان کو یہ ناپسندید کی تھی ان کو پسند نہیں تھی کہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ارد گرد ہر وقت یہ کمزور لوگ اپنے آپ کو بہت بڑا سمجھتے تھے یہ قریش کے سرداران تو سمجھتے کہ ہم آتے ہیں محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے مجلس میں اور ہم چاہتے کہ ان کے ساتھ کوئی گفتگو کرے لیکن ان کے ارد گرد ہر وقت یہ مسکین اور یہ غلام اور یہ مطلب فقراء وغیرہ بیٹھے ہوئے ہوتے ہیں تو ہمارے دل میں یہ چونکہ وہ یہ کمزور مسلمانوں کو گٹھیا سمجھتے تھے تو اسی لیے کہ انہوں نے کہا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے کہ جب ہم تمہارے پاس آتے ہیں تو ان لوگوں کو تمہارے پاس سے ہٹاؤ دور کرو وكنت انا وابن مسعود تو یہ حدیث کی راوی ہے سیدنا سعد بن ابی وقاص رضی اللہ عنہ وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ میں اور سیدنا عبداللہ بن مسعود اور حزیل قبیلے کا ایک آدمی اور بلال رضی اللہ عنہ اور دو آدمی تھے جن کا نام مجھے یاد نہیں تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے دل کے اندر وہ چیز داخل ہوئی اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وہ چیز سوچنے لگے جو انہوں نے سوچ مطلب جو ان کے دل میں مطلب واقع ہوئی تھی تو اپنے آپ سے بات کرنے لگے مطلب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان صحابہ کو کمزور نہیں سمجھتے ان کو برا نہیں سمجھتے ان کو گٹھیا نہیں سمجھتے لیکن حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سمجھتے تھے کہ دیکھو یہ قریش کے سرداران میں چاہتا ہوں کہ ان تک دعوت حق اسلام کا دعوت پہنچاؤں لیکن اگر یہ صحابہ میرے پاس رہتے ہیں تو یہ قریش کے سرداران میرے سامنے آ کے نہیں بیٹھیں گے چونکہ وہ ان کو گٹھیا سمجھتے ہیں تو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اپنے دل میں سوچنے لگے کہ میں ایسا کیوں نہ کروں کہ ایک دن میں یہ مسلمانوں کے لیے رکھوں عام مسلمانوں کے لیے کمزور مسلمانوں کے لیے اور ایک دن میں یہ قریش کے سرداران کے لیے رکھوں تاکہ ایک دن میرے پاس وہ مسلمان میرے پاس آئے اور دین کی تعلیم حاصل کرے اور ایک دن قریش کے سرداران آئے تاکہ ان کے دل میں اگر کوئی بات ہو تو یہ مطلب الگ الگ دن ان کے لیے متعین ہو جائے تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کو یہ بات پسند نہیں تھی کہ ان مسلمان جن کی قیمت اور قدرت اللہ کے سامنے پورے زمین بھر کے ایک مشرک سے زیادہ ہے, ایک مسلمان کی حیثیت اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے زمین بھر کی مشرکین کے سرداران سے زیادہ ہے. تو اللہ تعالیٰ کو یہ بات پسند نہیں تھی کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ دل ہی دل میں سوچ رہے تھے. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے زبان سے کچھ نہیں ارشاد فرمایا, صرف دل ہی دل میں یہ سوچ رہے تھے. اللہ تعالیٰ کو یہ پسند نہیں تھی. فوراً اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے قرآن مجید کے اندر ارشاد فرمایا, وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ, کہ اپنے پاس سے ان کو دور مت کرو جن لوگ صبح و شام اللہ تعالیٰ کی عبادت میں, اللہ تعالیٰ کی بندگی میں لگے رہتے ہیں صرف اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا مندی کے لیے. چونکہ یہ لوگ بہت بابرکت لوگ ہوتے ہیں, بہت مبارک لوگ, ان کی وجہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ کی خاص رحمت نازل ہوتا ہے, تو ان کو اپنے پاس سے دور مت کرو. تو یہ آیت نازل ہوئی تھی. I'll mention in English. I don't like balancing between two languages, but unfortunately I have most people in front of me are understanding Urdu. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he reported that six of us were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the idolaters said to him, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they said to him that drive these people away, send these people from your side, lest they should begin to develop courage, become courageous against us, outspoken against us. I'll explain the hadith inshallah. The six people were myself, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and a man of the Hudhayl tribe, Bilal, and two other men whose names I don't know. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought in his heart whatever Allah wished him to think. And thereafter Allah ta'ala revealed, and turn not away from you those people who worship their Lord in the morning and the evening, sincerely for his sake. So this hadith is a very important hadith from where we understand the status of the common Muslim in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just the sheikh or the scholar or the alim or the pious person, the simple lay Muslim has such a status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most of the people who would be surrounding him would be the weak Muslims, the slaves. Because initially these were the majority of the Muslims were the weak ones. Later on you had some noble Muslims, noble people accepting Islam. But initially they were very weak, those who were downtrodden, looked down upon in society. So the leaders of the Quraysh, when they would come and they would wish to talk to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they did not like the fact that they would have to come and sit next to people like Bilal. Bilal was someone they regarded as a slave. They didn't want to come and sit next to Bilal and talk to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It really used to affect their pride. So they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you want us to come to you, then you need to get rid of these people from your gatherings. We're not going to come to you if these people come to you." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, in his heart, he had the utmost respect for every single Muslim. But he thought to himself that for the sake of da'wat, for the sake of spreading Islam, why don't I do it such that initially they said, "Will you do this?" And he said, "No, I will never tell them to leave my side." But he thought, why don't I do it such that one day I keep for the common Muslims, that they can all come and they can all benefit from me. And one day I'll keep for the leaders of the Quraysh, the people who don't really want to come and sit with the weak Muslims. I'll keep one day for the Muslims and one day for them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just thought this in his mind. He didn't actually do anything about it. Straight away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse in the Quran, "Do not turn away from you, do not send from your gatherings those people who worship Allah in the morning and the evening sincerely for his sake." And the ulama explained there's many benefits to this. That a person in this dunya needs to surround himself or surround herself with the pious people. There are many, many benefits for just being in the company of those who are close to Allah Ta'ala. They don't need to be anybody special. They could be a simple person who works in a simple shop, who works in the post office, who works in a very, very simple job. He doesn't have a high status. His English is not the best. His Urdu speaking is not the best. He's a very simple person. But I know that this person is a very pious person. I know that this person spends his day and night in the worship of Allah. I will surround myself with this type of person. Why? Because Allah's rahmah is always with this type of person. Allah's assistance, Allah's help is always with him. So if I am with him, I will also be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's specific mercy, specific maghfirah, specific rahmah. So this is the first hadith. Inshallah, I'll do another one or two hadith. The next hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Hubayra A'id ibn Amr al-Muzani radiallahu anhu. I'll read the Arabic first. وهو من أهل بيعة الرضوان رضي الله عنه أن أبا سفيان أتى على سلمان وصهيب وبلال في نفر فقالوا ما أخذت سيوف الله من عدو الله مأخذها فقال أبو بكر رضي الله عنه أتقولون هذا لشيخ قريش وسيدهم فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبره فقال يا أبا بكر لعلك أغضبتهم لئن كنت أغضبتهم لقد أغضبت ربك. فأتاهم فقال يا إخوتاه أغضبتكم؟ قالوا لا يغفر الله لك يا أخي. رواه مسلم. تو اس حدیث کی راوی ہے سیدنا ابو حبیرہ رضی اللہ عنہ. I'll translate in English. سیدنا ابو حریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ, ابو حبیرہ رضی اللہ عنہ, he narrates this hadith and he is from those Sahaba who participated in the Hudaybiyah pledge. So the Hudaybiyah pledge was the pledge where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a pledge from the Sahaba under the tree to avenge the murder of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. So it's mentioning the fadilat of this Sahabi, the virtue of this Sahabi, that he was from those people who took part in the pledge of Hudaybiyah. He mentions that Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, this is before Abu Sufyan became a Muslim, that Abu Sufyan came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Medina and Abu Sufyan came to meet him. And when Abu Sufyan came to meet him, with Abu Sufyan was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, was escorting Abu Sufyan to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they happened to pass by Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, Suhaib ibn Sinan, the Roman Sahabi. So Salman was from Persia, Suhaib was from Rome, and Bilal radiallahu anhu was from Abyssinia. So all three used to be slaves, all three of them. But in Islam, all three have a very high status. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is passing by with Abu Sufyan, and they pass by these three Sahaba, Suhaib, Salman, and Bilal. So what do the three Sahaba say? They said, "Ma akhadat suyufullahi min aduwillahi ma akhadaha." So this is a rhetorical statement. They said, have the swords of Allah not found the correct spots yet? Have the swords of Allah not taken their fair share yet? They saw Abu Sufyan and they're saying, have the swords of Allah not taken their fair share yet? Meaning, how are you still alive? Why have the swords of Allah not dealt with you already? This is what they said. They made a comment. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was there. And he said, أَتَقُولُونَ هَذَا لِشَيْخِ قُرَيْشٍ وَسَيِّدِهِمْ. Oh, because they loved and respected each other, he said, why would you say something like this to the Shaykh of Quraysh, to one of the chiefs of the Quraysh, one of the leaders of the Quraysh? Why would you say something like that to him? So, inshallah, I'll translate the hadith and I'll explain. So then, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu takes Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he takes him, he informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of what had happened. I walked past Salman, Suhaib and Bilal and they made such a comment. They have the swords of Allah not found the correct places yet. They made this comment. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, they said this and this is what I said back in return. This is how I responded. So what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, لَعَلَّكَ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ. O Abu Bakr, maybe you have made them angry. Maybe you have made them upset. Who? You have made Suhaib, Salman and Bilal. Maybe you've made them upset. Because لَإِن كُنْتَ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ فَقَدْ أَغْضَبْتَ رَبَّكَ. If you have made those three people upset, then you have made your Lord upset. You have made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upset. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became very scared. What if Suhaib, Salman and Bilal have become very upset because of what I've said? So he came back to meet them. And he said, Ya ikhwatahu, aghdabtukum? He said, oh my dear brothers, have I made you upset? Have I made you angry with this, with the comment that I made? قَالُوا لَا يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَخِي. They said, no, of course not. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَخِي. May Allah Ta'ala forgive you, oh my dear brother, oh our dear brother. So this is a beautiful hadith. We see many different things from this. First of all, we see that the status the weak Sahaba have in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, we see the wisdom of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is taking Abu Sufyan past these three Sahaba. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, because he is the best person to be the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fikr and concern? How can every single person accept Islam? How can every single person become a Muslim? Doesn't matter what they have done in the past, because Islam will forgive everything. Allah will forgive everything they have done previously. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted the hidayat of Abu Sufyan. That maybe when Abu Sufyan meets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will become a Muslim. So now he happens to pass by these three Sahaba and they throw a comment like this. They've made a comment like this. They've made a comment that have the swords of Allah not taken off the heads of the enemies of Allah yet. They've made this comment. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is thinking, what if Abu Sufyan hears this comment and he already hates Islam, he already hates the Muslims. So his chances of embracing Islam are already very less. What if this makes him even puts him even further away from Islam? So this is why Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, to make Abu Sufyan hear as well, that I am supporting you, he said, why would you make such a comment to a leader of the Quraysh, a noble person of the Quraysh? So this was said only with the intention to incline Abu Sufyan's heart towards Islam. Not because he disagreed with the comment was valid, but because to incline the heart of Abu Sufyan towards Islam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said this. But as soon as he met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this also shows why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's fadila and virtue. As soon as he met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this thought was playing on his mind. Straight away he told Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, I happened to pass by these three Sahaba, and they said this, and this is what I said. Every single thing he did, he would make sure with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, did I do a good job? Was it correct? Did I make any mistakes? Did I say anything wrong? And this should be the nature of every single Muslim. That when we practice upon deen, everything we always check to make sure, is this how I'm supposed to be doing it? Is this what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants? There's no shame, there's no sharam. Whenever it comes to learning Islam, we always have to behave like we don't know anything. Always asking, always inquiring, am I making any mistakes? How can I improve? I'm doing this masala, is this masala correct? I've been doing it for many, many years, but I heard that it may not be correct. Can you please tell me if it's correct? Always the intention of learning. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the maqam, the status of these three people in the sight of Allah. He knew their status. He said, oh Abu Bakr, you said something harmlessly. You didn't want to harm them. You didn't want to hurt their feelings. But if these three people have become upset towards you even a little bit, Allah will be upset with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with you. So go and check whether they've been upset with you. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, heart in his hand thinking, I do not want my dear brothers to be upset with me. I do not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be upset with me. He comes and he says, oh my dear brothers, have I offended you? But these three sahaba, they know the status of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. They know Abu Bakr would never ever say something purposefully to hurt them. He obviously had a reason for saying what he said. They said, my dear brother, we are not upset at all. May Allah forgive us and may Allah forgive you as well. So beautiful hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ability to understand and practice upon. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.